The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Gee, this is good timing. Go back to Friday if you possibly can. We were talking all of last week about alternate routes to the Karanda Range. In fact, we've been talking about this matter for some weeks now. But on Friday, it emerged that Craig Crawford would like to see $22 million spent on a study to look at an alternate route across from the coast to the Tablelands, if you like, alternate route to the Karanda Range Road. Now, any number of people say, oh, well, we've been talking about it for a hell of a long time, but Craig's talking about obviously qualified people, the top qualified people, to look at all the ins and outs, all the various options that are being proposed, and come up with an answer that's going to give us, well, obviously a vastly improved access between the coast and the Tablelands. He's on the line? Yes, he is. Craig Crawford, good morning.
Good morning, John.
At long last, this is interesting because we've got any number of people, and some of them are obviously very highly qualified. You can tell from the quality of their message. But it would be, I think, in the view of a hell of a lot of people, absolute relief, if you like, to get a fully qualified aspect on this particular matter. There are so many proposals being put forward, it's really quite confusing. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I completely agree, and it's kind of like we've been going round and round and round this tree for
yes.
probably the last 5 to 10 or even more years. I think ultimately it has to be government that tests all of those ideas and to be able to go, okay, nice idea, not going to work because of this, or this, or whatever. And I think in the past, I think we've probably jumped a little bit too far ahead and got into the quagmire of, yeah, but where would the money come from and how long would all the approvals take and everything like that, rather than actually just coming back to step number one, which really is there another route up there
yes.
that we haven't seen yet? And how do we get an engineer from government, from Main Roads, from the feds or whatever, to be able to go, that one could work? And I think that's what we've got to try and do.
That one could work. Isn't that an interesting way to look at this? Because you talk to people socially and everyone's got a different one, which is going to be a huge challenge for the people involved in this study. There's no doubt about that. Why will we, at the end of this, if you can get that money over the line, why would the particular outcome of the study convince us all? Why would we feel at long last this is the one we've got to embrace?
Because I think unless we are all united up here on a particular idea, all that Brisbane and Canberra are going to hear is just going to be noise. And unless we can all come together, and when I say we, I mean the transport industry, the councils, the advanced cans, and all the politicians and everyone being able to go, okay, that if we ever get this over the line, that's the one that it needs to be. And I don't think we need to sort of get down into the weeds of whether it's tunnels, bridges and all that sort of stuff. But I think what we need to do first is just find the corridor. Is it the current corridor that we're in? Is there another corridor that is a potential? And we've either got to rule them in or rule them out so that we can get ourselves as a community down to one thing where we all kind of go, yep, okay, that's the one. So whenever you've got the ear of a Canberra or Brisbane politician or anything like that, that's what we've got to push. And I think that's where we've got to get to. And, there's obviously a bit of work in that. That's why I'm putting my sort of weight behind the study. The $22 million, I really don't care what it costs, and I really don't care whether the state or the Commonwealth pays for it half or full or whatever.
Yeah.
I've written to ministers and I'm saying, look, I just think this is the right thing we've got to do. So just trying to sort of get that over the line.
Really appreciate this update. Good on you, Craig. Thank you.
No worries, John.
He was busy Friday, but I'm so pleased that we've got that one out there too. If you've got some thoughts on that, by all means, let us know what you think about this proposal. $22 million could be spent on that study to look at an alternate route, to replace the Karanda Range Road, a connection between the coast and the Tablelands. Craig Crawford is the state member for the seat of Barron River.